On Saturday, the Fairfax Lamoille Bullets play their last football game of the regular season. If they make it past Otter Valley, the team will go into the postseason with a perfect 8-0 record. And as VPR's Amy Kolb-Noyes reports, the team has four high schools in two counties rooting for them.
Football practice in the Franklin County town of Fairfax doesn't start right after school. One reason for that is more than half the team has to drive there from one of three high schools in Lamoille County. Bellows Free Academy in Fairfax plays in Division III, also known as the Small Schools Division. The school has long bolstered its roster with players from Lamoille Union, which didn't have a team of its own. Vermont high school teams can take up to seven players from other schools that don't field a football team. But a couple of years ago, Fairfax decided that so-called member-to-member agreement wasn't enough. BFA Fairfax entered what's called a cooperative agreement with Lamoille, meaning the football team is supported by both schools, and there's no cap on the number of players from either school.
So this year, I think there's 13 Lamoille players and 12 BFA players, so we're a 50-50 team almost.
We got nine out of the way.
That's head coach Craig Sleeman, and he says the move to a cooperative team also freed up those seven member-to-member spots for kids from other schools that don't have a football team, schools like Stowe High School and People's Academy in Morrisville.
So we have right now four Stowe players and two People's players playing under the member-to-member agreement.
Altogether, that's 31 players. And despite the fact that fewer kids are playing football than a decade ago, Sleeman says by reaching out to other small schools, the program is slowly growing.
31, you can do it. You know, it limits our JV numbers because we play younger kids up sometimes. We couldn't compete in Division I or anything with those type numbers, but we're hoping to continue to grow.
Sleeman says there are a number of factors that have led to the Bullets' success on the field this season. Athleticism, competitive drive, and good leadership from the four senior co-captains. Two from Fairfax, one from Lamoille, and one from Stowe. Noah Brock is one of the captains from Fairfax.
A lot of us value this practice time with each other because of being from other schools. We don't get to see them all day in school where we're all from. So the diversity helps because we all get to come to practice excited to see all these other faces.
The other Fairfax captain is starting quarterback Cam Meenier. And he agrees the team's geographic diversity is one of its strengths.
Our whole entire line's from other towns, and me and Noah really appreciate that because we got the big boys on the line. They help us. We love them.
Given that some players drive 45 minutes or even an hour to get to practice, there's a strong commitment to the team. Co-captain Ty Guerin makes the trip to Fairfax every day from Stowe.
It's easier to commit to things when you're super passionate about it, and it helps us to play as a unit, too, in a family when everyone's just as passionate as you are.
Co-captain Gage Brown lives in Johnson and attends Lamoille Union. He says his team in Fairfax is like family.
I'm close with every single one of these kids. It's really special. And football's a big part of the Fairfax community. Everyone comes out to our games, and it's a really great environment. I love it here.
And Brown says they're in a good position to do something big for that community this season.
We're going to try to bring this team a championship. We're 7-0, hopefully 8-0 this weekend, and then hopefully we're going to roll through the playoffs and we'll be hoisting a trophy over our heads by the end of the season.
The Bullets host Otter Valley under the lights in Fairfax Saturday night, which Coach Sleeman says will also be a send-off for the team's seven seniors, graduating from three different high schools. For VPR News, I'm Amy Kolb-Noyes.